Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Get you on the radio, yeah, you gotta get on the radio. If the kids can only hear the
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. Well, I wanted to take this hour and really talk about some up-and-comers in the kitchen and bath industry out there. Z-Line is one of these groups that I'm going to be putting in my kitchen, and I wanted to have them, and bath too, I wanted to have them come in and really talk about stuff today because I think it's something that people are missing out. Welcome to Around the House, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Eric.
Thanks. Well, let's get some introductions out of the way so people know who we're talking to here, and that way they can put the voice to the name.
Yeah, absolutely. This is Mason Watkins, Director of Marketing for Z-Line Kitchen and Bath. Been with the company for about 3 years now and excited to be on the show.
And I'm Galen Bradford. I'm the CMO at Z-Line and Master and Commander of all things marketing, and do a lot of other things as well. But super excited to be on the show. Thanks for having us, Eric.
No problem. Thanks, guys. Well, let's talk a little bit about you guys because you're kind of a one-of-a-kind deal out there, which I really like. I mean, there's appliance companies out there. There's bath companies. And you guys do all of this stuff from killer appliances to apron front sinks to bath faucets. You guys are all over the place, but in a good kind of way.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to provide some context, we originally started out doing range hoods, and we're one of the only producers that does custom copper and wooden range hoods. And so that was really our bread and butter there. But since then, we've expanded into all those lines that you've just mentioned.
Man, I tell you what, those copper hoods are ridiculous. I love those things. It wasn't going to work in my application here because it's not that, it's a kind of a galley kitchen. It was just going to be too much. But for the right house, that thing is ridiculously beautiful.
Yeah, no, thank you. I mean, it's one of the biggest values that we bring to the table is the style, no doubt. And there's no compromise between performance and style as well. And there's always going to be something that's available for any type of kitchen as well.
Yeah, no, so this is Galen. So it's just adding to what Meso is saying here, you know, the copper hoods are actually one of the things that put us on the map. So Andrew Zuro, the founder and our chief designer at Z-Line, you know, he puts the Z in Z-Line.
Nice.
And so he came out with copper hoods, and we're actually the first in the industry to mass produce designer copper hoods and be able to drop ship the next business day. And so we've done the same thing with wood as we have with copper. Mm-hmm. And now we're moving into full kitchen suite. So we have that designer look, that custom look, that extremely, you know, like high price point look at a reasonable cost, an attainable cost. And
yeah.
We've kind of changed the game with our designs, with our styles, and then also the way that we approach the customer, direct to consumer. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's super exciting. And your designs, even on the copper stuff, this isn't just your normal, what I would call stunningly beautiful copper hood, but you guys have crown molding details. You have all these kind of almost a leopard skin dotted looking material. I mean, you guys have options.
Yeah, the hand-hammered copper.
Yeah.
Hand-hammered copper. Yeah, it's fabulous. So, you know, you brought up crown molding. So what's really exciting is we've actually invented crown molding for the range hood. So this is a Z-Line exclusive. We're the only manufacturer in the world to do this. And it does two things, right? If you're familiar with kitchen bath, and I assume that you and your viewers like are all about it.
Yep.
And that's the so the chimney of a range hood usually has a seam in it to size to ceilings. And so what we've been able to do is with a range hood, you can now cut a chimney to any height ceiling, and it just fills in that really perfectly with like a rough cut.
Yeah.
We've also invented Bluetooth crown molding. So now this is something that we just released, Eric. So this is actually kind of an announcement. I'm going to be the first to hear it. Is speakers within the crown molding, wireless speakers, so now that you can have surround sound in your kitchen, which is one of the few places where there isn't really a good sound system. So we're really excited to introduce that.
That is ridiculous. Love it. That is super cool. I love it. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, my background is I've been a certified kitchen designer for 20 plus years, and so I've been doing kitchen design for 28. So this is super inside my wheelhouse as far as what we talk about a fair amount on the show too, just because that's kind of my serious background on all stuff home improvement. But yeah, so you guys started out with just making really killer hoods at a good value. These are not your $10,000 hoods that you see out there in the showrooms. This is stuff that's very affordable.
Yeah, maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that. But what I really want to emphasize is, you know, it's affordable and attainable, but it's not cheap. And actually, you know, so one of our manufacturers for motors is an old aircraft designer and did aircraft engines. And so one of the things that's actually unique to our motors, we're the first lifetime warranty motor in the industry. And what's really unique to what it is that we do, we have metal on metal construction. So these motors are bulletproof.
Yeah.
And so the quality with the price point is something that's really, really unique. And we're able to do that by getting rid of the distribution model of going through distributors. There's a lot of things that we're able to do to cut costs, be able to provide that to the consumer.
Yeah, what's cool is because what happens is from a consumer point of view, so people that don't understand how that works, and I have no problem saying it, is that, you know, appliance company A goes out, makes the appliances, they ship them, they go to the distributor or ship direct, but that distributor now gets their cut of it. And then that cut gets handed over to the retailer, which takes their big cut because they got that big overhead and everything else on it. And now you've almost doubled the price of an appliance by the time it shows up at somebody's front door.
Yep, 100%, Eric. Exactly.
It's just that simple. So when I saw you guys, and I've been kind of keeping an eye on you guys for a little while, but I'm like, okay, you guys are getting big out there. Because how did you get from beautiful range hoods into the rest of the appliance market and all the rest of the stuff? How did you guys come forward from that? Because that's a big jump.
Well, absolutely. And I think it just stems from the vision that our owner, Andrew Zero, has of really finding value in the kitchen, finding value in these appliances. We don't really make anything that isn't going to provide value to someone that really wants to enhance their culinary or their kitchen experience and really make the most out of that space. And so with that in mind, you know, what ties it all in together? Well, it's the kitchen suite. You can't really have one without the other. And so that's when we developed our first line of ranges and so on and so forth. So now that we're, you know, covering all the bases and we're constantly sticking to that theme of providing value to the user in the end.
Yeah, so just adding to what Meso is saying here, we really like to think about the customer, right? And so the customer, you know, what it's sort of like, you know, it's a bad example, but you know, it's like Apple, for instance, they make an iPhone, but then they also make a MacBook Pro, and then they make an iPhone and an Apple Watch, and so they have like this, you know, circle of products that you're selling to the same consumer. And so we approach that the same way, right? So we're doing kitchen and bath. Yeah, so we try to do, you know, the same type of product, you know, that we do really uniquely. So we have that custom design, we have that really amazing quality at an affordable price point, an attainable price point, and then we have some things that we do unique, right? So when we enter a market, if we can't do something unique and special, we don't enter it. But what we're doing is we're building that peripheral, right? So, well, right now we do everything in the kitchen for appliances aside from refrigeration, and then we have three manufacturers that we're looking for refrigeration. We should have refrigeration next year, early Q2 is what we're looking at. So we're really excited to just kind of like round that out, that offering, that full offering, so that one consumer can get everything they need, plumbing, they can get everything they need for a kitchen remodel.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, I'm doing that big black stainless 48-inch Pro Range in my kitchen from you guys, and that thing is...
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
That's the one. That's the Bertha right there. That's a great choice.
Yeah, that thing's going to be beautiful. And of course, I'm doing a fairly white and black with some two-tone brass and metal stuff in there. It's going to be really cool. So it's going to be a lot of fun. But you guys really kind of dove in. And what I like about it is you didn't get crazy on the appliance offerings. I mean, you kind of have, okay, I've got our ranges this way. And you offer them in different colors, which that black stainless is stunning, by the way. But when you get into it, you've got a good offering. But some appliance companies, and I'll diss them a little bit right here, they got 32 different options for for the same appliance, and it's confusing at best for consumers.
Yep. Well, that's why you just got to make it simple, but also make sure that you're doing something unique and special. And, you know, as I said, we don't enter a market if we can't innovate in some way. And this is really kind of just comes from the very top, right? So, you know, Andy is making sure that before he designs a product, he's thinking about how do I make this unique? How do I innovate it? How do I make it better? And, you know, and now we're looking at a point, you talked about our growth. We're looking at a point where we have the best product, the best price, and then we're able to market it, you know, better than anyone and tell the story better than anyone. And that's a huge testament to what, you know, all facets of our team are able to do. And I couldn't be more excited about what we're about to do this year. You know, we're having our biggest year ever. We're coming off our biggest month. And everything that's happening in the current climate in the world has actually brought more people to the Zeeland brand. And so we just, we're going on all cylinders, and we're just really excited to be a part of where the industry is going.
That's awesome. Hey, let's talk about your ranges for a minute, because that is a big deal of what you guys do. You know, what's some of your favorite stuff with the ranges? Because, I mean, you've got, you know, 24, 30, 36, 48, of course, and you got the different finishes. But what are some of the things that you like about those things that to you stand out?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think it just ties back into the theme of simplicity, right? As much as, you know, as it is simple with choosing a range and choosing from the different functionalities, you know, we have two offerings with our ranges, the dual fuel and the gas on gas. Mm-hmm. In addition, I mean, the functionality of the range itself is truly professional and is truly simple. And with that design, with that in mind, it's reliable as well. And so really, I would say, like, as a general theme, that's one of my favorite things about the ranges is the reliability and the functionality of them. You know, you're not going to get anything that's way too advanced. You're not going to get anything that's way too complicated and can be a source for, you know, maintenance, right?
More with Galen Bradford and Mason Watkins of ZeelineKitchen.com just as soon as Around the House returns.
What's up? This is Stig
and Satchel from Steel Panther, and you are listening to
Around the House with Eric G.
Yeah.
We love Eric G, and you should too.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Well, we're in the middle of a conversation here with ZeelineKitchen.com. And this is Galen Bradford and Mason Watkins. And we've been talking about these guys. If you've never heard of their appliance, I mean, they are a whole house brand as far as faucets and sinks and everything else. And we're going to talk about all that today here with them. So thanks for joining us. Hey, if you want to find out more about them, head over to our Facebook page. We'll be talking about them all weekend long, ZeelineKitchen.com. This is just a fun company that I'm enjoying working with. I'm putting some of their stuff in my house, so it's something you want to take a look for upcoming pictures. Let's get back to these guys. And if you want any more information about them, head to ZeelineKitchen.com. Let's get back to our conversation with Galen and Mason, and let's get back to talking ranges.
We've seen a lot of competitors deal with having too much tech, and that being a cause for, you know, warranty and service. And so, you know, with us, it's really, like I said, just keeping it simple, providing something that not only looks amazing, but it's going to perform for years to come.
Well, as a designer, style to me makes a big difference, especially when you're making the investment on an appliance, for instance. And I love how the attention to detail is there. You know, the doors are beautiful.
Absolutely.
Everything is well thought out, but you're right. There's not some crazy LCD screen on the front of this thing that's massive that kind of takes away from it. That's design-wise kind of troubles me a little bit. But more importantly, in 5 years, like your car, when you get into a car that's got a 10-year-old LCD screen on it, it looks like it's an old Atari from 1987, even though it's only at 10 years old. So it doesn't leave to timeless design.
Sure.
No.
Exactly. No, and that's a key word for us, is timeless, right? And, you know, with the timeless look, we're also putting some of the best components you can put into there as well, you know, including things like sealed Italian burners, triple layered glass doors, rolling oven racks. I mean, you name it. It's going to be from top to bottom, you know, decked out with some of the best components you can find in the industry.
Yeah, it's a premium model. It's pretty much that commercial look. You have high repairability.
Speaking of that,
online can be brutal for everybody, including appliance companies, and you guys have done a really good job of managing that. You know, when I go online, I see a lot of happy, rabid customers, even ones where things went sideways, because we all have problems out there when you've got a manufacturing business. So everybody seems to be very, very happy, more so than many customers, which I think is very interesting. You guys seem to get on it and solve those problems for people and really get them done quickly.
So a lot of that actually has to do with our customer service team. You know, I like to think that we have the best customer service team in any company for appliances. And, you know, Mason can speak more about that. He's actually literally walked that walk. He started in customer service, and now he, you know, he's the director of marketing for the entire company. But the customer is really the key for us. So, like, just from the high level down, if a customer has a problem, we're going to do whatever it takes to take care of that customer. I mean, we'll ship a new range. We'll ship a new range hood. We'll ship a brand new product. We'll give them a full refund, you know, whatever it takes for that customer to have a good experience. And so what we've found is some of the people that have had the biggest problems with the product, it's inevitable. You know, we have 1% or 2% defect rate. It's inevitable for any company to have problems.
No question.
So how you handle those customers is really critical to our brand. And we'll find that our customers that have the most trouble with our products end up, after dealing with our team, the best, most loudest people
that
end up loving D-Line.
You guys have a full line of microwaves and your dishwasher. I love it. It's simple. You don't have to have a ton of options on there, but it's just a good dishwasher, and you got it covered.
The dishwasher is solid stainless steel interior. We try to make sure that we have the best components, the best manufacturing. And actually, our manufacturing for our dishwasher, I don't know if I should say this or not, but it's the same factory that Bosch uses. So we try to, you know, what's the highest end, and then how can we do something unique?
One of the things I really like about your finishes is you guys have that Durasnow finish. And people go, what's Durasnow? You know, Durasnow is your kind of randomly brushed stainless steel finish that just looks like more natural stainless steel, which I love because you can actually repair it. And it doesn't really show up online very well, but it's just a very natural stainless steel. And you guys have a kit that can even go back and repair it, which is really cool. And when you think about that, that is a really durable finish that you can deal with, because I think, as we all know, everybody scratches stainless steel. You rub it across the grain the wrong way, and it's your guys' patented way of doing it. But you know something, whenever you can come up with a appliance finish that's repairable, I think that's really important, and it's great for the families and homeowners out there, and it's a great DIY solution to what could be an expensive problem. Hey guys, sorry for the audio problems here on this little bit of the interview. We'll try to get that figured out just as soon as Around the House returns.
Hey, this is Ron Keel, the metal cowboy from Keel, the Ron Keel Band and Steeler. We are rocking Around the House with Eric G.
Raise your fist!
Welcome back to Around the House. Eric G, this is where we talk
home
improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. If you want to be part of the conversation, give us a call 24-7 at 971-233-8992. That's 971-233-8992. And you can be part of the show. You can also send us a message at aroundthehouseonline.com. Well, we've been sitting here talking with Mason and Galen from Z-Line Kitchen. These guys are kind of rocking the world out there with their different way of doing business, which I'm kind of a fan of. So we've been talking with them, and more importantly, I wanted to kind of get the word out about these guys out there. Now, I've been having some audio and engineering problems here on my end. We've had some technical difficulties, so hopefully we've got that figured out so you get a little better audio quality. I wanted to get the message out, and that's the way this stuff with radio goes sometimes, or podcasting. So let's get back to talking faucets with these guys. For more information about them, head to zlinekitchen.com, and we're going to have them back on the show again one of these days soon, so we'll discuss more of this stuff, but let's get back to these guys.
Yeah, it's cool. We'll talk about your kitchen faucets, too, because I love the style of your kitchen faucets. Of course, if I probably wasn't putting in that other one, I'd be looking at one of these, but from matte black, which is hot. I mean, that is a hot finish right now, and you guys have that and gunmetal are two different things that I don't see a lot of companies. I think there's a lot of companies that are behind the eight ball on that out there with faucets.
So I'm glad you brought that up. So faucets is a newer product category for us, and we couldn't be more excited. So we are obviously doing all these different finishes. We're doing the black that you talked about. We're doing gunmetal. You know, we're doing stainless. We're doing chrome. We're doing gold. We decided that we want to get into gold so that, nice, that can match with our full suite. And now we're actually going to introduce a new color called gold matte. Some call it brass.
Gold
matte. We're going to go with we're going to go with gold matte. And we're really excited about that. And so all of our faucets are actually have German cartridges in them. We do the highest quality that we possibly can. And it's actually manufactured by the same manufacturer as Roll. So
cool.
You know that when you're getting a Xeon faucet, it is literally the creme de la creme. And one of our marketing strategies, and Meso can talk about this a little bit more, but our headquarters are actually based in Reno, Nevada, Lake Tahoe, Nevada.
Yep.
And so we draw a lot of our design aesthetics, our culture, and also our products, right? It's in our DNA. Lake Tahoe is in our DNA. So we're actually launching, a synergistic campaign with Lake Tahoe and then plumbing and faucets. So you'll see a lot of Z-Line and Lake Tahoe kind of co-branding in the future with our faucets.
Well, I'll pay you this compliment because the first time I jumped on the Z-Line kitchen page and saw that pull-down faucet you have there that's the, you know, with the, that's got the three different, you know,
yep,
flanges and all that on that one. I just looked, yep, at that bridge faucet and went, that looks like a Roll on the base of that thing. So that quality, yep, I mean, wise, and that Roll's Roll is the benchmark out there for quality for people out there when you're looking at faucets. For that,
well,
stuff.
There is your faucet, which is apparently, you know, the Lamborghini.
Yeah, well, there's always a you know, Lamborghini out there, but
right, but for sure, Roll would be like the Porsche faucets, and what would Z-Line be? The Tesla faucets?
Yeah, I you know, that's kind of where, to be honest, that's where I was going with that in a good way, because, you know, if you want to make an automotive thing about it, which I love automotive, it's one of those things that, you know, you could still catch up to the Lamborghini out there, but you're not paying the Lamborghini price.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Eric, because some would say that the Tesla flat is actually faster than Lamborghini and Porsche.
See? Yep. So, you know, I mean, you know, these guys, this piece that I'm putting in my faucet, you know, to be fair to those guys over there who I love, they're great people. They're just based in California, all made in America, all made stuff. But awesome. This is awesome artwork, you know what I mean? It's yep, really just stunning artwork that actually absolutely beautifully dispenses water. But
that's awesome.
You know,
I can't wait to see some photos, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
After this conversation.
Yeah, it'll be great. So good stuff. I'll send it over to you guys. And I'll have to pop down and see you guys in Reno sometimes. I'm due to get down that way.
Oh, we'd love to have you. Yeah, open invite. And, you know, we're actually installing a climbing wall in our offices here. So bring your climbing gear.
Cool. It's been a while since I've been climbing, but I'm belay certified, so I can actually do that. It was good.
Good stuff,
so let's talk about bathrooms, because I wanted to jump into this, because you guys do, again, that same design for faucets and all that stuff. I mean, you guys are clearly jumping into more products coming out. Let's jump into that.
Yeah. So I can kind of give you a rough outline of our next year's releases, the things that we're working on. And, you know, during this time, manufacturing has gotten more challenging, and we're extremely fortunate that our manufacturing has not been delayed too much. There's a lot of our competitors have really been burned by this. Yeah. Oh, big time. Yeah. It's like for dishwashers. I mean, it's hard to find a dishwasher and refrigeration. It's hard to find refrigeration. And then I don't want to start naming brands that are having problems, but luckily for us, we've kind of gone a little bit unscathed, and we've ordered well. So we have the inventory on hand because of our business model of drop shipping. So we actually store everything in three different DCs across the country. And so nice. We've invested heavily in that to be able to scale. But in terms of the product lineup, what's coming out, so I talked about we're doing vanities. You know, we're moving into the bath section. So we're doing new shower systems, really exciting shower systems, bathtubs. And what we're most excited about, if I'm honest, is really kind of two products. So is refrigeration. That's, we're so excited about reinventing refrigeration, doing that in the Z-Line style, doing that in an affordable way where you can actually have the full kitchen suite. This is where we've been focusing our attention really since I first started working with Andy, and all of us here in Reno were focusing on kitchen suites.
Nice.
This is what we want to do. And so we're really close, and refrigeration will punch that through. And then kind of another announcement that we haven't even announced yet, we have orders in, and those will be coming in the next couple months, is a really exciting announcement called the Signature, or we're doing Autograph Edition.
Cool.
So, yeah, this will be like our designer edition. And so Andy's done some really cool things with this, and we have gold knobs, gold accents. So you know your black stainless range.
Yep.
When you see photos of this, you're going to be like, hey, Galen, Beso, you guys need to send me the Signature.
Awesome.
It's hot, and it's gonna be something that I think will sell really well. And you haven't seen anything like it, and that's what we do.
Nice, that is exciting. I mean, that is super exciting. And refrigeration, I'm super excited for you guys with that too, because I know it's gonna be different. It's gonna be stunning, and it's gonna be kind of fun how that goes in there, because that's the kind of the last piece of the suite, and probably one of the hardest to do.
It is. It is. And, refrigeration is, really pretty simple, but it's incredibly complex in terms of mass producing them and drop shipping them and getting them here. It's way more complex than all of our other product offerings. It's taken us a lot longer. But we want to do it right. So we're taking our time, because it's really important for us that when we release this product, that we release the best products. We want, the best compressors. We want the best components. And we don't want to chintz on that. We don't want to, push this product to quick release. Because then you're going to run into all these problems like Samsung runs into with a 50% return rate. And
oh my gosh!
Yeah.
I'm gonna talk about that for a second, because I'll tell you what, there was not that many years ago, I walked into an appliance back room, and I walked in the back there with their appliances, and they had all these returns, and it was the same refrigerator, and it was lined up down the whole side, and I asked the guy, I'm like, what are all those unboxed refrigerators? And you can see they're the same model. And he goes, yep, those are bad compressors right out of the box. All of them were within a week or two of being installed, and they're all bad. And I'm like, wow, it couldn't send service out. He goes, well, unhappy customer. Two, they have not shipped the new replacement compressors over in a container yet from South Korea, so we're 6 to 8 weeks for parts. And I'm like, so all of those were refunds, and they had to put them in another brand refrigerator. And I was like, what a nightmare for an appliance store.
Yep, the biggest. And that's how you lose your partners.
Yeah, no question.
We'll get back to Z-Line in a few minutes here, just after this commercial break coming up. I did want to get out and say, hey, if you want to comment, or if you want to be a part of this conversation, 971-233-8992, and we'll put you inside the show. That's 971-233-8992. We've got most of our audio issues figured out here, so bear with us, please. It's not the normal standard of Around the House, but the message is out there, and figured we could put up with a little bit of hiss here and there that we've been trying to filter out, but bear with us on that. These guys are such great guys. I just wanted to get their message out there. Make sure you head over to Facebook with us, Around the House with Eric G, and you can hit us on Twitter, Instagram, all those other places, or just hit us up on aroundthehouseonline.com. For more information about Z-Line, just go to zlinekitchen.com. All right, when we come back, we'll wrap it up with Z-Line, just as soon as Around the House returns. Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. Hey, if you want to be part of the show, 971-233-8992. That's 971-233-8992. If you're shy, either way, you can leave a message. I'll call you back. We'll put you as part of the show and get those questions answered. If you want to send us a message, you can do that over at aroundthehouseonline.com. And we can do a lot of things over there. We've got the podcast. We've got the Pro Insider podcast, which is for all you people out in the trades. You can catch us over there with our little blog that we've got with stories and comments, things like that over there. Coming soon, you'll see my project coming up there as well, where I'll be putting together
all these friends and how they're helping me out with my project right now. So we'll be doing that here shortly. So stay tuned for those website changes. Now let's get back with Mason and Galen from Z-Line Kitchen and Bath. These guys have been gracious with their time to come on the show, and thanks for bearing with our technical difficulties, everyone. Let's get back to the wrapping up that interview. Now, when it comes to bath faucets, you guys have a wide-ranging selection. I mean, you've got the traditional cross-handled, you've got the 8-inch widespread, the single hole, all different styles of contemporary to transitional. You've got it in different finishes from chrome to matte black to brushed nickel. And I see you've recently added polished gold, gunmetal, and even some oil rub bronze in there. I wanted to talk about that a little bit because you guys have a very wide range of styles here that fit almost every home, and I like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we want to make sure that we're covered as far as, styles go, and we're constantly looking at the forefront of, what's on the market, what people are really loving for each style of kitchen as well, like you mentioned. But tying back to the functionality standpoint, each of those faucets are also going to contain something that's proprietary to Z-Line that was just introduced last year, which is called H-Pass, and that's high-pressure anti-splash. And so what that is, it's going to be a patented Z-Line spray design. That's a lattice spiraling spray that is going to reduce the amount of splash when working into that that sink. You know, when you really need to dig deep and really clean your dishes, it's not only a beautifully designed spray, but it's also very, very functional, and it's something that's universal across each of the faucets that is going to be in the pull down category as well.
Smart. So something
we're really proud of. Yeah, exactly. Like you mentioned, and like I'll keep tying it back. It's all about the functionality, but having the availability of choice for whatever you're looking for stylistically.
And patents pending on that as well.
Tell you what, with today's home centers, faucets like the one I've got in my house right now, those things can get absolutely brutal because with a flat bottom sink, you pull that thing down, I better have an apron or something on because no matter what I'm wearing, it's going to get wet. I'm going to get soaked with that. You guys did a good job with that. Now we're running out of time, but I wanted to touch base on your shower systems a little bit. You know, so many manufacturers out there have 100 boxes of parts that go into a shower. You guys have kind of this one-stop shop for a real shower system. It's not a bunch of parts. And I like it that it comes all in one box. For the homeowner, it makes it super simple because you've got great options and an easy selection process without having a million parts to deal with.
Yeah, after doing some research, we realized that there's like really only a few companies. You would know this better than I do because I haven't spent a whole lot of time with the shower systems. But after some research, we realized that you have to buy all that stuff separately. It's not like our philosophy. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. You know, our philosophy is we want the customer to be able to open the box and install it, without having to go 5 trips to the hardware store. And so that's our philosophy for every product. And so we do that with our range hoods. We do that with our ranges. We do that with, in our shower systems. And so we try to include everything that we can think of that the customer will need to be able to install that thing and make it easy and not have to get, 4 trips to Lowe's. I mean, that's the worst, right?
You guys have come up with a solution for that because what happens is the homeowner and the DIYer ends up going down to the plumbing store. And if they go to a home center, they grab half the parts they need. But the problem is they go in and to try to make a selection out of a catalog. And if any one of those plumbing wholesalers make a mistake, they've got a big problem. And today's with the supply issues today, I think that's even a bigger problem because if you've got 150 parts coming in for your shower system from escutcheon plates to valve bodies to trim, and you get this pile of boxes, your plumber shows up that you're paying $150 an hour. And more often than not, something got back ordered, something got double shipped. There's a lot of good places out there that are plumbing stores, but there's also that new employee that didn't know what they were doing when they ordered it. And now you're paying that plumber to come out 2 or 3 times to get all the pieces in, and you've got a project that's delayed. You guys came up with a one-stop system that works for everybody, and you can put it in and have a nice luxury shower without having to deal with the drama of 150 parts to put together that are in different boxes.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, and it's just, kind of one of our, visions of thinking about the user experience. What the customer is going to experience is the most convenient, most efficient way to deal with that. And, that's exactly our thought there is, why make it to where now the customer or the homeowner is required to, schedule numerous appointments with the contractor and just cause more headaches. You know, we believe that it all can be done in one fell swoop, and that's the value there.
As a designer, not having to deal with all those parts and making sure that I got them correctly, this is a dream.
Well, we focus on DIY first, Eric, and that's the thing. Is it's like, if this is someone who's fairly handy and they're buying a design product, then they should have all the resources they need to be able to give it a pretty good go and installing it themselves. And if not, then call for help. But that's kind of our customer, and it's great for the plumbers. It's great for the contractors, obviously, cause it's really easy for them. But we want to make it accessible for people that want to do DIY if it makes sense for them.
Smart. All right, guys, anything else we want to touch on today? I'm going to have you guys back on once I get these appliances installed here, because I want to talk about some of the stuff on it and revisit some of these things.
Yeah, looking forward to hearing your feedback. I'd love to touch base with you and get your feedback, and then even talk about what you feel like we could do, that some of these ideas that you have. You know, I want to hear them. You know, it's
perfect.
That's one of the reasons where we're at is you'll be blown away. If we have a good idea, we'll just freaking do it.
Right on, man. Right on. And yeah, let's set up a call and make that happen. It'd be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it.
Sounds great, Eric. Yeah, we're really excited to see how the kitchen turns out, and looking forward to discussing further. Thanks.
Absolutely. Everybody out there, if you want to see what I'm talking about here, you're going to see all this stuff on social media this weekend. Head over to zlinekitchen.com, and you'll catch these guys right there. It's all right there for you to see, specify, use, all that good stuff. Thanks for coming on the show today, guys. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Eric. Hope to see you in Tahoe soon.
You will. Sounds good. Thanks, guys. That's all the time we got for this week. Thanks, guys, from Z-Line Kitchen and Bath. And I'm Eric G., and you've been listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Designed by Eric G. in association with Salem Media, and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2020, Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G. from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand-molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.